actual diagnosis of encephalitis was a 5-month ordeal, basically. I think in the April, May of 2014, Ross had lots of symptoms of mouth ulcers, sickness, diarrhea, and his anxiety levels were through the roof, basically. He couldn't sleep and basically couldn't function day to day with anxiety. And then after being blue-lighted to hospital, he was diagnosed with mental health issues. A CT scan was carried out, but it didn't show anything up. And it was only later on in the August, when he tried to harm himself, that he was sectioned for his own well-being. And he spent over 7 weeks in a secure unit. Fortunately, we were taking him to the Norwich Hospital to be seen by a sleep specialist because he kept just falling asleep all the time and being unresponsive. And he straight away said, there's no mental health issues. He's got a neurological problem. Sadly, the disease will present with psychological symptoms. So the unit where he was were convinced that he was suffering from psychosis. But obviously they needed to think outside the box. I think it is imperative that all doctors and medical staff have training and are made aware of encephalitis. It's vital, it's heartbreaking to see Ross in a mental health unit without the proper help that he was requiring. And I honestly think that if it hadn't been for the fact that we, his family, had been there 24/7 knocking on their door saying, we want to see Ross, we want to know what's going on, his outcome could have been far worse because it may have been too late. Ross's outcome has been very, very good. He's made a full recovery and, you know, he's living a normal life and is a happy man, so, which is great. When he was in the hospital at Norwich, he was given IVIG treatment, which is a infusion of antibodies from donors. And basically, it was like a miracle. Within a week, he was back to himself. And he had no memory of anything from the August. So he has no memory of being in the unit or of things that have happened, which is a blessing in many ways for him.